Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, family in Christ, we're blessed to have Carl Kirby back with us with Reasons for Hope, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things today, including spiritual warfare, including how God is sovereign over everything we go through, including health trials and how that tests our faith. And Carl's got a personal example and a story of what he's still going through. I find it to be very, very interesting because I've been following that since he was in the hospital, but we'll let him tell you about it. The website is r4h.com. It's Reasons for Hope, r4h.com. And Carl Kirby, we're so blessed to have you back, and thanks for your time today, brother. Good to see you.
David, you have no idea how much you blessed me by even keeping up with stuff that's been going on.
Well, reminding you that people do see those, the posts, when and people pray. I have, like you, you know, I don't know how many followers, but not everybody sees when you put something out there. But I believe, you know, I know there's some censorship and there's some algorithm issues on social media. But again, if you're a Christian, God's sovereign over it all. He lets people see what the people that want, that he wants to see your posts or my posts. And I got to keep surrendering that to him. But we're going to get to your story and your continuing saga in just a minute. But you've got a new debunked video coming out. And you mentioned, we'll talk a little bit more about this issue later, about identity, male and female. And the enemy sounds like he's trying to throw all kinds of stuff at you guys to delay it. Tell us about what you're, by the way, first, guys, the website for debunked, it is getdebunked.org. There it is. Get debunked. So they're working on a brand new one, and I believe this is going to be very powerful. And one of the reasons is the enemy hates it, and he's trying to prevent it from. So tell us what's going on with that, Carl.
Yeah, it's this one's been a crazy ride. Like, we've been doing this for a long time now, right? Well, this one, we had the script totally written. We actually got this one sponsored, which is a big deal for us, right? Because they're so doggone expensive to produce. But we got this one sponsored, got the voice done on it, sent it to the animator. We have to wait on them because we couldn't hire them full time, right? So they're doing jobs for other people. Put it like this: the people that do our videos, PragerU uses them to do their videos. They saw our stuff and they hired our team. Our team essentially does the PragerU videos. They just have a whole lot more money to put into them to make them blow up. So the quality is just phenomenal on it, right? But so our animator, he does it in between jobs. We get it to the point where it's almost done. He gets hired full time. And he's like, I can't finish this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh. I mean, so now we got to take it to another animator. We go to the other animator. And by the way, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because this guy is super good as well. And Bub went back through it again because this is going to be, look, we're debunking the claim that there's more than two genders. And so you can know right out of the chute, you know, we don't like to address really tough, difficult topics. So, you know, we try to keep it milquetoast. And so the two gender thing, man, we're going after. There is only two, male, female, right? Well, this new animator is extremely good as well, but we've had to give him, he looks at it and he says, I can't pick up and go where this guy was. He's a totally different style and everything. So we've had to give it to a new animator. Bub took that time, went through the script again, made it even tighter because he's like, this, we're going to come under so much scrutiny on this one.
Yep.
He quadruple checks it. And it's at the animator now. And we are praying, Lord willing, that we'll see it out end of May, early June, once the animator is finished with it and we go through the checks and all that sort of a thing. But this has really literally been the one that we've had the most spiritual attacks on out of all 28 that we've already done.
So the title, I love it. The title, see, it's for people that aren't familiar with debunked, you throw out a title on there that makes a statement and then dot, 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 debunked. And the video actually debunks what the statement is. And this one says, there's more than two genders. Debunked, right?
So, yeah, David, there's a reason why we do that, believe it or not. we found that when we would put up anything saying there's only two genders, right? It goes nowhere. The algorithms just shut you down. Abortion is wrong. Abortion is evil. Abortion is sin. Shuts you down. It goes nowhere. So what our team figured out was that if we put it up that there's nothing wrong with abortion, debunked. There's more than two genders, debunked. If you put up that negative and then throw the debunk on, it throws the algorithm off so that it can get out to a broader audience. So we do it intentionally because the world knows how to shut us down, brother. We have run into this over and over, and I know you have as well. Anytime anybody is dealing with anything from a solid, biblical, conservative position, you're going to run into this. But God is still in control.
Yeah.
We're still going head to head. We're still going to go for it. And I know you are as well. And I appreciate that about what you do, brother, the people you have on your show to really uphold God's word and its authority. It's so important.
Yeah, it's been such a blessing to talk to some of the guests I get to talk with. But I want to go back to one thing and the warfare you're experiencing because of this. That we're in a time where, in my previous, my last book, my most recent book, I wrote a chapter called What Would Our Great Grandparents Think?
Oh.
And everybody responds just like that. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
What would they think if they could be alive in the year 2025 with the stuff that's going on, the delusion, the confusion, the demonic agendas,
Absolutely. The
open, prideful assaults on God and the Bible Amen. And the truth, redefining truth. It's off the charts, wicked, evil, calling evil good. So the spiritual warfare that's happening, it's not surprising. And it hits us in so many different ways when you're trying to do God's work. So let's transition now into what you've recently been through health-wise. And then, Lord willing, we'll come back at the second half of the podcast. We'll talk a little bit more about what God's put on your heart regarding messages to kids on identity, their identity in Christ, word over the world, and the song. But right now, let's go back to just you were on the road and set this up. You were on the road and all of a sudden you ended up in the ER. Tell us what happened and what that, go ahead, wherever you want to start.
Well, God decided that he was going to put me on a month and a half mission outreach to emergency rooms. So I've been in three emergency rooms, one urgent care in 1 month and four states. My heart started just going crazy. So they've called it atrial flutter as well as AFib. So my typical resting heart rate is anywhere from 49 to 53. It's really low. And all of a sudden, man, it's jacking up to 150 plus. And so the first time it happened, I go to the, I went to an urgent care. I'm in the VA. When I got approved for the VA healthcare, I lost my other civilian, quote unquote, healthcare. And so I went to an urgent care that was here local because it was a Saturday. And I didn't want to go to the emergency room, just, don't understand it still to this point. But urgency care, I go in there and bang, I'm there for an hour and a half and it just gets back into rhythm. Good to go. We're good. The next week, literally the next week on the Saturday again, I'm in Milwaukee and it goes off on me again. They had a VA there. So I go into there. I'm in there for about 5 hours. It comes back into sync. The next week I'm in Washington State. No VA there. So I have to go to emergency room at 11 o'clock at night. I'm in there till 3 a.m. But let me put it to you like this. That one to me was so special because the nurse that I had, let's put it and say that she would not be in agreement with us, okay? Let's be kind and gentle here. She would not be in agreement with us. I'm talking pierced, tatted, haircut, the very masculine. And we just, I'm joking with her. I mean, we're just back and forth. It got to the stage because I'm in there till 3 a.m. And by the way, I did not cancel speaking. I got up at 7 the next morning and we went and we did the speaking.
Oh my goodness.
But brother, that's why I'm out there, right? So we're 2-3 hours into this emergency room and this lady, she starts opening up to me and I'm asking her and she's telling me about her family and all this. And I'm like, can I pray for you? And boom, I pray with this lady in the emergency room. When we get done, she writes this beautiful note on the discharge paper, comes up, gives me a big hug. Then the next week I was in Florida and that's the one that was kind of the worst because it wouldn't go away. Like the other three places, it settled back down on its own. Well, Florida, this one broke my heart because you got to understand the school that brought me down there, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, the teacher calls me a few months ago and is like, would you do a Zoom thing? These kids have gotten so excited about evangelism. They're buying tracks and they're going out and sharing their faith. They love the debunked videos. It has encouraged them so much. The mic'd up program that you guys have, it has fired them up. They're buying tracks on their own nickel and going out and evangelizing.
Wow.
To update you, they bought over 2,300 tracks on their own dime and handed those things out. So this is where I'm going down to, but I've had 3 weeks of bad luck, right? Every weekend, my heart going off on me. So I took Frank Figueroa down with me, and I love Frank and April. So they came down with me just in case. And sure enough, brother, I'm telling you right now, it's been good. I walk in Thursday morning to set up the projector, bang, it jumps up to like 148. I set the projector up. I did the first talk, did the Q&A, and it didn't go down. So then I'm like, Frank, you got to take over. I go to the emergency room. They put me on IVs to medication to make it slow down. Didn't slow down. Didn't do anything. So they admitted me. And long story short, the next day, I was here that night, the whole next day. And they ended up doing a cardioversion, which they knocked me out and put pads on me and shocked my heart and brought it back into sync. And so my heart was breaking because those kids, man, had done so much. And when you see young people get excited, Dave, I know you've got to feel it as well.
Yeah.
What more can you do but get this next generation fired up? And so my heart was breaking because I'm in a hospital, man. But Dave, I'm telling you, Frank killed it. We got the greatest comments from those, from the folks there, how the kids responded. And so, and I had great ministry there. I'm telling you, I prayed with both my nurses in that one. I started here. Here's a new thing for you. This is something I just started in that hospital because it was really busy. I mean, really, really busy. I mean, all night I'm hearing code blue in this room, code blue, every like 30 minutes, literally. Jeez. I'm in the cardiac ward. I started because the people coming in, they're so overwhelmed with all the over, you know, the stuff. And I'm like, what is the greatest decision that you've ever made in your life? Brother, I am telling you, you cannot believe the conversations that I had. One lady, I'm in there getting ready. They just shaved my chest and stuck these things on, these patches on me to not, you know, to do this heart thing and before they knocked me out. And I ask her that, and she looks at me and goes, wow, I have never been asked that. Keeping my son. What do you mean? Whoa. I'm 24 years old. Yeah, I was 24 years old. I was in law school. I decided law school. I did not want to be a lawyer. I get pregnant. I'm single. Everybody told me to abort my child, but I didn't. He's 11 years old now. I married the man, and we have three other children, and he's a beautiful young man. I mean, you cannot believe the conversations, the way that people opened up over a simple question. What is the best, what is the greatest decision you ever made in your life? Now, many of them responded back to me, so you have to be prepared to respond back to that. Mine was I was ready for it, brothers.
So
it's, been great ministry.
Both barrels, Carl. Just ask. You should get a T-shirt saying, just ask me.
My mother, just today, I got my birthday present from my mother, and on the back is, if you need prayer, tap my shoulder.
Well, happy birthday week, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Carl, we got to take a brief break in a minute, but I forgot to mention, you've got an updated book out. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, we do the camps, right? We do so many camps in the summer, young people there, and they have questions. We hand out index cards. What are the questions keeping you from selling out for the Lord Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. We take those questions, we turn them into debunked videos, but we also turn them into Glad You Asked books. So we take 28 of the most commonly asked questions, and then I've sent them out to some dear friends, scientists. We have a strong science section in this one, because what about all the human fossils? Where did all they go? What about carbon dating? So we brought in some science guys, so that we have one special section on the science type questions, but then we handled, and these are all from the kids. We're not making these things up, right? So I handled, you know, well, the Bible says it's wrong to judge. So you can't judge me, right? And believe it or not, Genesis, is it real history? Those were the two that I did, but it's 28 of the most common questions that we get asked from the young people, and we answer them solid, biblically, and scientifically, and pray that parents will take them and incorporate them in their studies with their children. Address these issues. These are the ones that kids are asking us, so it's a beautiful tool.
Awesome. So again, friends, you can get that at the website, r4h.com, and just scroll over resources, and then you'll see the drop-down menu, Glad You Asked. We'll be right back with more on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Hey friends, right now, Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. And to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. So you can visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15%. That's David15. Save 15% on all courses at our Judeo-Christian online academy, Freedom Project Academy. Carl Kirby, our guest. So back to your story now, Carl. Update us. So you had a emergency room or urgent care ministry, which is great. It's a great reminder, though, for a lot of us that are in that situation, and you're just thinking about yourself, but there's another human being. There's a nurse or a doctor or someone else that needs God, most likely needs to be ministered to. So the great questions, and for you to be going what you're going through with your heart, asking her, the gal in Washington State, how can I pray for you? That probably blows some people away. So just continue your story and just share how God has shown you his sovereignty and just how your faith continues to be stretched through this.
Well, you know, what I experienced was peace. It was so weird because I'm going in there, and of course I'm a little nervous. My heart just never does that. I mean, it literally gets, when my heart is going like that, my head will be looking straight ahead. But my vision is back and forth with the heart. My eyes aren't jiggling, but because of the blood vessels, you know, blood pumping through the eyes, it's just boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
And so it's kind of freaky. And it's like, but I'm sitting here saying, okay, God's in control of this. He's got me here for a reason and a purpose. So what is it? The one in Florida, I mean, I had this one lady that, she was the sweetest. She was very sweet. And after they'd done the cardioversion and everything, they got me out and it was late. It was probably like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And she looks at me and she says, it's a Friday afternoon, man, you're going to have to spend another night. And I said, oh ma'am, please don't do this. And I'd been witnessing to her and sharing with her. We prayed with her. I was like, ma'am, please let me out of here. This cardioversion is a outpatient type thing. Is there any way I can get out of here? She's like, no, the doctors are all gone. It's Friday afternoon. They've all gone. And so I went back in the room and I put my pants on. I put had the gown on with all the wires and all this stuff, you know. And I said, ma'am, I just got to get some walking in. I've been in that bed for a day and a half, right? I got to get some walking in. She said, yeah, you can walk down the hall. So I walked down the hall and I'm sitting down there. About 5 minutes later, she runs up to me. I got the doctor on the phone. And we talked to the doctor. She went out of her way, brother. She went above and beyond and got me out of there.
Wow.
So I get out now. They put me on two medications. Now, this is a crazy story here, David. They put me on these two medications. I'm in the VA. The VA, I get my medications through there, but they're like, you got to start this thing, a blood thinner and a thing to slow my heart down, right? I'm like, great. I go to CVS Pharmacy. I said, I'd like to get these filled, and how much is it? And the guy looks at me, says, what's your insurance? I said, I don't have any. I'm in the VA. He says, look, $750 for this one medicine, just one. And they put me on two. And I was like, oh, man, they said I got to start taking this stuff. I don't go home for two more days. He said, you're in the VA? Go to Publix. So I go to the Publix. I am a Publix fan. I look, Publix stamp, Publix. I go to the Publix. I go in, I go walk up to the lady there, and I say, look, I'm in the VA. I just got out of the hospital. And I mean, I'm looking bad, brother. I'm in a t-shirt. I mean, I can't take a shower for 2 days. My hair is dirty. I'm in blue jeans, just my t-shirt. Both arms have got tape with, you know, because they've been taking blood out of both arms. And I'm looking like a wreck. And I get this lady and I say, oh, look, I'm in the VA and I got to get these medications. And the CVS said that you might work with me. She goes over. It was 10 till 7. I'll never forget this. It was 10 till 7. She says, come over here. She goes on. She gets on a computer. Boom, boom, boom. 40 minutes later at 7:40, because I finally said, look, just sell me a week's worth. And I'll get home and I can afford a week's worth. Give me a week's worth and then I'll get the VA and we can fill it in, right? So I get to, and she's like, got it. After 40 minutes, 7:40, got it. What do you mean? She went to the website for the medication, filled out this form and got me a 1 month free trial. 40 minutes she did this. I didn't ask a thing. I didn't know to even ask for something like this, right?
Wow.
On her own initiative, she did all this. And then she gets it done and she says, okay, the pharmacist is going to refill it for you because I was supposed to get off at 7 o'clock. This lady stayed 40 minutes overtime. Wow. I'm telling you, I'm crying. I'm crying in a Publix grocery store because there are still good people out there. And so folks that are hurting right now, yeah, I get it, man, but there are still good people out there. Be one of those good people. Cause that lady impacted my life. She truly did, man. I went to the manager. I went to the store manager saying praises. I bought her a gift card. Get this. I got back here. My daughter-in-law, her sister's husband worked for Publix, big dog up in there. I sent him stuff. I'm like, you know what? We can be a blessing to people. We really can. If we just can get to the point where, yes, things are a struggle right now, but I can still be a blessing for other people. Yeah. She did it for me, man. So I want to do it for other people as well because he did it for us.
Even when we're going through trials, even when it would be tempting to just focus on yourself and what you need.
Amen.
There's another human being on the other side of the counter or the telephone or whatever the context is. Carl, it sounds like you have another testimony of God's faithfulness when it comes to favor. God gave you favor with the nurse, with the gal at Publix. Pretty amazing. Good stuff. Now, before we wrap up, I have to just ask how people can pray for you and what, like, your top couple requests. I mean, health-wise, I know the ministry, right? Yeah, you want the ministry to reach more people and kids and more dates and stuff like that. You want to get debunked out. We know that. So, yeah. Carl, how can we pray for you?
Honestly, Big E is our camps, the youth camps, because we have a very, very busy summer. And I am now going to miss the first camp. This is the update that I just got. I went to the, my cardiologist called it the electrician. So I went to the EP and today, and it's a blessing. Again, this is a blessing. He's like, okay, June 3rd. So June 3rd, I'll be in getting an ablation for atrial flutter and AFib. And so, but that's in the middle of our first camp. So I'm missing that first camp. And that again breaks my heart because I have been working like crazy on this new talk that I want these kids to know who they are before the Lord Jesus Christ. And this has really been a passion talk. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, right? But this last 3 weeks that I've been home after, because I had to cancel everything the rest of the month after this last event. This last 3 weeks has been such a sweet time of, I want these kids to know who they are before the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been working on this talk and I can't wait to give it, but now it's going to be another week till I can give it because I got to cancel that first camp. So I'd pray, ask for prayers for my procedure that they're going to do. It's an outpatient thing. It's supposedly not a big deal, but
still,
whenever you get knocked out, June 3rd.
June 3rd. Okay. Well, if it's any encouragement to you, I had that very same thing. I had an ablation done in 2018, and I'm on no meds, praise God, they did a great job, and you know, it's you don't know, I mean, I didn't even hear about that procedure before I had AFib, but praise God, thank you, Lord, and so pray for Carl, friend. So in the last three minutes or so, Carl, let's go back to the debunked, the topic of the new debunked you're trying to get out. And what you just shared, one of the talks is just trying to get kids, Christian kids, to understand their identity in Christ.
Amen.
Would you please speak to that in the last couple minutes, Just please.
Oh, what a privilege. Look, we do, Dave Glander, who runs our camps, has done an amazing job. He hands out an index card and says, fill in the blank. When I look in the mirror, I see, fill in the blank. Mm. And then we collect them. We don't want names on there, not trying to embarrass anybody. And then we read them. And I'm telling you right now, my heart breaks every time I think about this, because out of the years that we've been doing these camps, I can count on one hand the number of times anybody has said anything positive.
Mm.
It's always negative. I'm ugly. I'm fat. My parents say that I'm the problem. I wish I were dead. I mean, it's horrible, right?
Wow.
And then the point that we try to make to them is like, look, if this is the way that you see yourself, you can never see yourself the way that God sees you. And God sees you as his workmanship. You are his masterpiece. And that word that is used there, please, anybody that's struggling with self issues, self-value, self-worth. Mm. We all have those problems. We all do. I struggle with them. Look, I grew up with some pretty ugly things, right? And those things are still in my head, but I got to remember this. I am who he said that I am. It doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter what's been done to me. It's matter what he did for me. And we want this younger generation to know you can make mistakes. You are going to make mistakes. That's reality. But regardless of those, God loves you so much that while you were spitting on him, while you were telling him that you wanted nothing to do with him, he came and he died on a cross. Your value has everything to do with who he is and what he did. He loved you. He created you. He made you. He formed you. He put you in your mother's womb and loved you so much that he just died for you. I can't understand that, David. I can't understand that. When you know who I am at my core, I mean, the only reason this hospital stuff has been so important to me is because I failed miserably when my wife was going through it. I had gotten so focused. I'm in hospitals with my wife and I was not outreaching. And that to this day breaks my heart because I'd gotten so focused inward.
Yep.
And that was the catalyst to change this time around when I was in the hospital. So young person, old person, God loves you. He died for you. He made you. That's where your value comes from.
Amen. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, his work of art, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works that he prepared in advance for us to do.
Amen.
Even before we knew we were to do certain ministries or works, God prepared this for us. We just have to walk in it and trust him. Carl, I hope this encourages people. And I know it blessed me just hearing your story and how God used you even when you were going in with heart issues. Let that be a testimony to all of us. We look to look for those opportunities because they will come. Right, brother?
Amen.
Thanks. Thanks so much for your ministry. Lord willing, we'll get you on when the new Debunked comes out. In Jesus'
name.
Thanks for your time, Carl.
See ya.
All right. God bless you, friends. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.